2020 has been a whirlwind of a ride, and we thank you for coming along with us. As we wrap up season one, we want to invite you to take a walk down memory lane with us as we revisit some of our best moments in our episode, The Best of the Mousecow Moms Podcast 2020.
Welcome to the first episode of Mousecow Moms, where Disney moms know best, with your hosts, Lori, Jennifer, and Juliana.
You know we Mousecow Moms love to eat and drink, and looking back at a year of podcast episodes, there are very few episodes where we are not talking about food, and even fewer where we're not talking about drinking. Do we have issues? We think not. You decide.
But first, our Mousecow cocktail.
Our Mousecow cocktail. We'll start with our Mousecow cocktail.
And first, of course, we have to start off with our Mousecow cocktail.
We can't talk about anything without our Mousecow cocktails. Make sure you bring elastic waistband clothes.
Girls, I don't wear clothes with waists anymore. I told you I'm going to wear dresses.
I always think we should change the name of this podcast to like Mousecow Foods. Mousecow Drinking.
Mousecow Food and Drinking. Mm-hmm. That's what we talk about. Mm-hmm.
I had to find a bourbon drink because we've talked about this so many times on this podcast. Rum and
It sounds delicious, and I'm a rum girl, so I'm probably going to be trying some of the rummy things.
Yes, so will I.
But I'm going to take a sip. Is that allowed, COVID?
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a taste.
I'll just pour it into your mouth like a sorority girl.
We just changed our whole itinerary because of dining, and it took me 2 seconds to do.
I love that we did that, by the way. If you all don't know what we're talking about, listen to previous podcasts where we talked about our dining plans for our upcoming trip, and we totally switched. We completely pivoted because it didn't work for dining.
Well, when you say it like that.
I love it, though. I love it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It was like, no, we need to be hungry enough in Epcot, so we had to change things.
So while you two are having your beer, I am going to try the Hog's Tea, which I am super excited for. It's basically a Long Island iced tea. Supposedly, it's one of the strongest, most potent drinks.
I have a hangover just reading this list of ingredients.
Right?
Yeah. It sounds amazing. It is a combination of vodka, gin, rum, and tequila.
Basically, we're going to be carrying you.
Yes. I'm very excited for it. And also, instead of cola that they use in iced teas, they will be using iced tea, which I'm super excited for.
We're going to need six beers to match this drink.
Don't you think so? I think we're going to be drinking our drink, and we're going to look over, and Lori's going to be on top of the Hog's Head Brewery, Hog's Head Pub Bar, dancing casting spells. She's going to be like, I'm Hermione. Look at me.
Oh, my God. So this might be the cure for COVID, this drink. That cupcake. I had no room for that cupcake until the next morning. Obviously, none of us had
it. Did you eat it the next morning?
I had a bite. Yeah. So Lori had it for breakfast. Ew. And then I took a bite of her scraps.
I did have sushi for breakfast. So you're right. I'm sorry. I won't judge.
We also housed some donuts for breakfast. We were not the pinnacle of health that trip. But that red velvet cupcake was moist. I know everyone loves that word, but it was perfectly moist without being like too moist.
Moist. I'm sorry.
How many times can you say moist in one sentence?
Okay, here's the thing. You see lots of people going around in food and wine. People, obviously, there's, you know, six items. So you see people with the same dishes kind of walking around. This drink, people were sitting and drinking, and their faces were a consistent, ew, what is that?
Yeah.
And I answered it for them. It tasted like Grandpa, because that's what it did. It tasted like Grandpa's cologne.
Like aftershave. Like it made me think of like Jeanette or something. Like not even Old Spice. We're talking like Grandma's.
Old man.
Grandma's Jeanette.
Yeah. I mean, if you were to like go give your grandfather a kiss on the cheek and you're like, whoo, aftershave, that's what this drink was.
But we drank it.
Well, I mean, it was $7.50. We couldn't let it go to waste.
The drink was so bad. And then as we're leaving, we see this couple, this honeymoon couple sitting on a bench, and the woman is trying it in her face. And we just started laughing and we're like, tastes like Grandpa, huh? And she's like, oh my God, that's exactly what it tastes
so
like.
So bad. Yeah. So what's an Asian Thanksgiving?
Peking duck.
Yes.
Yes.
That's like Peking duck is like the turkey.
Yes. So I've actually had Peking duck over in Beijing.
Of course you have.
I know. Right?
It is amazing to the point where we had two more nights and we just kept trying Peking duck every other place. So I mean,
what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. Especially if they're like carving it tableside.
And that's the crispy favorite
skin. Like, it's amazing.
By the way, there's a fantastic place that I go to for Peking duck in Chicago. FYI, let me talk to you about that.
This is like, to me, this looks amazing. I would, for me and my family, I'd be like, no, we're going here. Forget the traditional stuff. This is what we're having. We're doing Asia.
This sounds fantastic to me, but I keep picturing in my head a Christmas story.
Yes.
And the dogs eat the turkey.
Yes.
And they go to the Chinese restaurant.
This could be your Christmas story Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But I love it. Like, I love that they went to the Chinese restaurant for Christmas because
I love it. Turkey. Well, that's where me and my family go to because we're Jewish. That's a Jewish Christmas. Right. Go for Chinese food in a movie.
We always go to the movies on Christmas too, actually.
I know. That is a new tradition for non-Jews and Jews alike, which, you know, you guys are stealing our thunder here.
Everything's over. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it for at least 20 years. Like, Christmas is over in the morning. Italians have an early meal, right? Like, and it's not a repeat of the Thanksgiving dinner. And then, you know, you're like, it's like 5 o'clock and you're sitting around. Stuff.
You need an activity.
What
you
do
need
we
to sit in a different venue and not talk to each other.
Staring at each other, exactly.
Well, we can't talk about 2020 without talking about COVID. So grab your Mouska cocktails and take a listen.
Our Mouska cocktail of the week is tequila. Because if your head isn't already spinning, it should be. So where can you grab that tequila? The best place on property is, of course, at Cava del Tequila, which is located in the Mexico Pavilion in Epcot. They do have a tequila flight, so you can sample all of your different favorite types of tequila and then try to walk around the World Showcase. Make it a game. Or you can sit in your office in the fetal position and just have your tequila and try to figure out what is happening with Disney in 2020.
We talked about this a few times on the podcast, or like we look to Disney to be sort of like the beacon of hope and normalcy in these unprecedented and uncertain times.
Yeah.
I said to Amy the other day, my husband, I was like, I really miss precedented and certain times.
Exactly.
So Disney brings you back to the precedented and certain times.
Nope, they're both good, and maybe when the world stops sucking, we can go back to them. That's the best way I can put it right now.
Someday when the world stops sucking. Yes, make a t-shirt out of that.
Yeah.
Do you think that Captain America might actually be, what's his name, Chris Evans?
If it is, I'm not going home.
Mm-hmm. Forget the socially distanced character meeting.
I was going to say, I will make that 6 feet disappear real quick.
Despite the restrictions that 2020 brought, we did manage to get a trip with each other on the books. Shenanigans ensued.
But I could see myself at the other two with you guys.
Yes.
Aww. I could see myself with you too.
Aww. Will you marry me?
The great bed debate. I think if I have to sleep on a toddler bed, I should not have to spoon in a double.
I think if you're going in a toddler bed, you're used to having that small amount of space to sleep in.
Nice try. No, I'm totally kidding. What's the bed situation at Portofino?
Portofino, two queens.
Two queens. So there's going to be spooners there too.
We're going to be spooning there too.
Oh well, forget it.
Whatever. We're gonna get real close.
We're gonna get close. You can always build pillow barricades.
Yes.
Pillows aren't pillows.
That's what my kids do. Like, ew, he's touching me. Put a pillow in between you.
This has gotten too intimate now.
So it was gonna be like traveling with my children, isn't it?
Yes.
A little. To some degree. I'm kind of like a child.
Liam's touching me.
When we do these roller coasters, who has to sit next to Lori after her Long Island iced tea?
She's not allowed to have that till the end of the day.
I'm perfectly fine on roller coasters.
She will. She'll probably after a be tea? Fine.
I am more than fine.
I am a wizard.
She's a witch.
You're a witch.
I don't think we're going to be sitting around. You know, we have.
It sounds like she's not paying for us now, Jen.
I'm a little disappointed. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I thought this was a fact-finding mission. And
those cabanas look amazing, though, don't they? Some of them
now
are
too you're taking story. Away my cabana boy. I mean, I don't even know.
Well, we'll see. Know. We'll see what we
Who's going to get me my Volcano Bay fire drink?
Right?
I don't know.
I mean, if you don't have a cabana person, then, I mean.
I don't want a cabana person.
I vote that if Juliana is not coughing up the money for our family suite cabana, then she is our cabana boy.
Yay! I like that.
I'll do that. I will get there at the earliest possible time. I'll throw our towels on a chair because a lot of
will you fan me?
And no,
me for fan me.
No, but neither would the cabana boy. So pretty sure that's out of the job description.
Yeah, those are double. So again, Lori, sorry, you'll have to find a friend.
No, you can ride with Lori while I do the body plunge. Okay, how about
I'm
that?
I'm going to make a whole bunch of friends that will actually pay for things.
That will buy me rum.
Will actually pay for things, she says.
Well, when you do, introduce them to me.
Yeah. How good do you look in your bikini, Lori?
We think our kids are super lucky to have their Mouska moms instead of just regular old moms. But maybe sometimes we miss the mark a little.
And not only boys and girls, but I feel like Lily would love it just as much as like Sam and Jack, you know, the teenagers and the preschool, or I guess she's in first grade now.
Oh my gosh. She wasn't even in preschool last year.
Oh, stop. I'm used to saying teenagers and toddlers, but she's really not a toddler, I guess. Oh, well. I think Bug's Life is good, too, because it's a little dated.
But it freaks him out with the little bugs.
I have to tell you, I love bringing the boys there because it scares them every time, and I may be a mean parent, but I find it the funniest thing ever.
It is funny.
Nice. You heard it here, folks. Parenting 101.
Hey, look, we never said we were good at it. What kind of magical children do you two have?
Sometimes we just can't have nice things. I'm not saying that's anyone's fault, but maybe you can figure it out.
Right, so don't try it, listeners. Do not try it.
And remember who you're listening to, because Juliana's the one who gets kicked out of everything and ruins everything.
Yeah, but did you hear me just mumble under my breath? I was like,
I did hear you.
I'll try it.
It do you remember Pleasure Island?
Indeed I do.
And I remember like my parents from the time I was probably 16. And I know we weren't supposed to go to Pleasure Island by ourselves, but it always wound up that way that we would get in and our parents would just kind of let us go free, which is probably why it's not open anymore.
So one of the things I should have a stronger memory of, but don't given the circumstances, is when I was in high school, they used to do grad night there. So they would close down the park at like 6 p.m. for guests. And open it up to all the high school kids graduating that year. So it would happen like at some point in May. And, you know, it would be like three or four high schools maybe at a time per given night. And you just had the run of the park. And there were special like concerts and just random things. And you had to get dressed up because that was, they thought if we were dressed up, we wouldn't get into trouble. So it was just magic. Yeah, it was just Magic Kingdom, and you had to wear like, I don't know, guys had to wear a tie and girls had to wear whatever it was, a dress or something. And they would send us over on a bus, and I don't know if any of my friends from high school are listening. I hope so. Maybe they can send me a message about how it went, if I remember correctly. But I think it went to like 2 a.m. I don't remember.
It's like Disney prom.
It really was like Disney prom, and it was
that sounds amazing.
So much fun.
That prom I would have liked.
They do not do it anymore, and I can totally understand why.
It's because of you. See, I shut down Pleasure Island, yeah. And you shut down the grad program.
It really was not the wholesome fun that was intended, but it was fun. It was great.
Part of your Disney story now.
It is part of my Disney story. So another memory I have, I think I might have been 16 or 17. I went with my siblings and my now husband. And I think it was around Christmas time, maybe. And we took my grandmother. So if I was 17, she was like 88. And we got her a wheelchair. She was old and the parks were crowded and whatever. But this was back when they had accessible lines. You know what I mean? So like wheelchair accessible lines. So I can remember being like, okay, we want to ride Space Mountain, but the line is like an hour. Grandma, get out of the chair.
Oh, dear God. You're one of those.
I would never do this now. I mean, you can't do it now because there's no such thing as accessible lines.
So did Grandma go on Space Mountain with you?
No, Grandma got out of the chair. One of us would jump in.
And one of you would sit in it? And you're a terrible person.
We would put Grandma on a bench somewhere.
My gosh. Put Grandma on a – no, you would put Grandma on a bench next to pregnant Lori with the
– with the Dole Whip and the churro.
With the Dole Whip and the churro.
And one of us would get in the chair. We took turns. We had to pretend to have a broken leg or sprained ankle or whatever. Gosh. And we would walk up through the you know, disability line. And we got to skip the line. That was probably one of the more fun times we had. It was terrible. Oh, do not gosh. Recommend it. Don't be naughty.
We were not endorsing this behavior.
No. Well, even if we were, you can't do it anymore.
You can't anymore, yeah.
All the lines.
And you are wise. So what have we closed down now? We've closed down Pleasure Island, the grad night, and the accessible lines.
And good the accessible
job,
lines.
Mask of Moms. Excellent job.
So we got to ride it twice. Because with Hagrid's motorbike, if the park is at a higher capacity, which it was not, they open a virtual queue, which is great. This is one of the only rides the only ride that they do it for. You scan, you get a comeback time because it's very popular.
And it's so not on the express pass.
Not on the express pass. So when we rode it, we did it first thing in the morning. I think we waited 5 minutes. The ride stopped in the middle, like at a really weird part. And we were like, what is happening? We should talk about all the things we broke when we were at Universal.
We did break a lot.
This should be a blog.
So that was one of them. It stopped and we thought it was really weird. So later in the day, or was it even
the It was next? In the afternoon. It was after it was later. Lunch.
We went to a cast member and we're like, we've been trying all day to get on the virtual queue, but it's not letting us. And she's explained that they don't open it when they're not busy, but we didn't want to wait an hour. So we told her what happened and we were like, you know, we're just really confused because we don't know if this is the way it was supposed to be. And we're podcasters and we want to tell people. And she said, oh, is it just the three of you? And we said, yes. And her name was Jen and she was lovely and she put us on the ride. So we got to ride it again. And lo and behold, it was much better without stopping.
Yes, it was.
So good. It was so good.
Yeah. So Jonathan.
It was awesome.
Jonathan says, grad night, wheelchair line, and now Hagrid's. Yes, sure. I am a booker. And also, Jonathan, we did Jimmy Fallon's Race Through New York.
That one.
And that stopped in the middle, too. And we were all like, is Jimmy coming out? Is Jimmy here? Like, why did we stop? And then we had to sit through it again because they restarted it. And we because that was like you're just sitting in a theater. The chairs don't move, but you're watching the screen. And 3D glasses or no? I don't remember.
I don't know. I still got nauseous from that one.
And yes, 3D glasses. A half a time was enough. Like 1.5 times, a little too much. But it was cool. It's a cool ride.
What else did we break? I don't know.
I thought we broke 3 things.
We broke one more. And I just remembered the other ride we broke.
What did we break?
E.T.
Right. We broke that one twice, actually. Yes.
We got all the way on it. We were seated in the bicycles, and they told us to get off.
And I didn't even want to be there. I was angry because I'm like, my feet hurt. I'm done. I don't want this ride. And you girls were like, oh, the nostalgia. And they tell us we have to get off, and we thought they were kidding. They're like, no, we're not. It's broken. It happens a lot.
Surprise, surprise. Sometimes we let ourselves get carried away, and things that maybe should have been edited out of the episode somehow make it in anyway. So let's just do the logical thing and remind you of all our shortcomings. Do they have the Coke, like the European and Mexican Coke, like that has sugar?
Yeah, they had all of them. So we tasted
that is the bomb.
Like, good ones from like Africa and Europe, and they had them all there.
Because they're all a little different, and the Mexican, like I know in the U.S., people are always trying to get their hands on Mexican Coke, a cola.
Dear God.
Because it's made with real, because I think the biggest difference is that it's made with real sugar, and so the flavor is just a little bit different. Hush, girls.
Oh my God, Bob.
Anyway, did your kids take their pictures with the polar bear, Lori?
And scene.
I mean, Juliana, that's going on your file if they have files on.
Seriously.
Bob's aren't listening to this episode. Go on. Scrubs don't look that good on regular people. That's all. Nobody has their scrubs tailored.
Mark looks super good in his scrubs.
Okay, but they're not tailored. If he tailors his scrubs, then we
have problems. I iron them. No, just kidding.
Okay, I'm done.
How to end a conversation quickly. And he's listening right now because he's our biggest fan. So love you. Also, Loungefly also makes wallets that aren't always feminine. You know, I think my tween probably could use a wallet so that he doesn't have crumpled up dollar bills all over his room.
What's he doing for those dollar bills?
Well, what do you want to know? Quarantine's been a bitch. Sorry.
There's a, anywho. Children? Should we go to children?
I'm so sorry. Disney puzzles make a great gift.
There's two of the child's plushes. There is one that is pre-order right now. It is the one that moves. I've seen the commercial for this one.
Is it creepy?
No, I don't. I mean, as creepy as he is in the movie or in the TV show,
I guess. Mean, this is like Tickle Me Elmo awesome.
Oh, so Tickle Me Yoda.
Tickle me the child. That sounds weird.
Thank you. Anyway, moving on.
We are on a roll today, girls. Tickle me Yoda sounded much better.
We made some new friends this year, Jen and Alicia from Coffee Confessions. And we realized that we've had some pretty hysterical confessions of our own over 40 episodes in season one. Take a listen.
So let us bring on the mouse schemas of the podcast.
Bring them on one at a time here. Morning, ladies.
Morning.
So we would love to introduce to you guys the Mouse Moms, which is hard to say early in the morning. I don't know why. Yeah. I had to spit it out. We have Lori and Juliana and Jen. They have a podcast, which we're going to share with you guys. I've been listening to it every morning while I run, and it's been making me like cry because I just want to go somewhere. I don't even care where. I'll go to like one of your houses. I'll just go somewhere to travel, but especially Disney, and especially this time of the year, because it's so magical. But we just love listening to you guys because the three of you remind us of Alicia and I, and like you just chit chat about everything, about kids, about all the things that come along with being a mom. And then throwing travel into there is even better. Yes.
You're so real Thank about you. It. We love it.
I enjoy eating the churros with the Dole Whip. I know it's a little weird, but it's a lot of sugar.
Do you dip them?
I have, when I have been pregnant, dipped them.
That sounds fantastic.
Interesting.
My older two, I was pregnant with my youngest one. My older two went with my husband on Splash Mountain, and I couldn't go because they told you not to when you're pregnant. So I sat on the ground, actually, because there was no seats. And I dipped my churro into the Dole Whip, and I just sat there, and I was the happiest I had been in a very long time. And I'm sure I was quite a sight to see because I was visibly showing, just sitting there Indian style on the floor. And, you know,
you were
just
visibly pregnant and there was no seat for you. Let's go back to that, because that's awful.
It is. I was in a weird spot. It was right by where you can get the Dole Whips. By Adventureland, and I said, forget it. I sat down on like a sidewalk area, and I was fine. I was so happy that I had the churros and the Dole Whip together that I didn't really care where I sat at that point.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
Yeah, I'm sure I was a sight to see. I'm sure there's a picture of me somewhere of some tourist taking a picture of me and being like, oh, look, a pregnant woman. But
I feel like there's a theme for you, though, because we have the cinnamon based drink at the Tiki Lounge, the Trader Sam's, and now we have the cinnamon churro. I feel like there's a theme going on here.
There is a theme because, yeah, the cinnamon and like the, you know, pina colada type mix, it's all themed. See, it does go together. They made a drink like it.
I guess so. I guess that maybe the bartender at Trader Sam's was the tourist who saw the poor pregnant lady sitting there and took a picture.
Everyone can thank me for that drink.
I think so. Bravo.
Yeah. So did I ever tell you all, this is, you know, how I like to do things controversially. I left Hamilton at intermission.
What?
What?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Why would you do that?
I really don't know. Like, so
we can't be friends. That's not an answer. Are you kidding? You're kidding.
You pay for your tickets? I'm so confused.
Yeah, so yes. So it was in Charlotte, you know, the traveling production or whatever. And my friend, you know, my bestie got the lottery where she was able to buy tickets, but she ended up getting tickets like way up in the like nosebleeds. I couldn't even
see. Who cares?
I know. Wait. It gets worse. So we went out for dinner beforehand, and she thought she just had a really bad cold. And we drank wine and had cocktails. So like I just didn't feel like sitting still. She was like dying by intermission. She was chills.
So you call her an Uber and you stay for the rest of the
show. I felt obligated to like tuck her in. It turned out she had the flu.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Full disclosure, girls, if the situation was reversed and it was the three of us and you guys had to leave, I would call you the Uber and make sure you got home, but I'd stay.
That's definitely what my husband and even her husband wanted to do. But I'll be frank with you. I don't know. I just wasn't into it. I fully regret it. I regret every second of it. The thing is, I don't think I prepared for it. Like you, it moves really fast and everyone told me that, but I didn't listen to the soundtrack beforehand and I didn't sort of study up and I couldn't see what was going on and my head was spinning a little bit and I just was like, I'm all done.
No. You know, that whole last end of that conversation, what that sounded like to me was in the Peanuts, the mom who goes, womp, 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 womp. I am tuning you out. That is horrible.
I know. All right. So there's my latest controversy. I know. Unpopular opinion. But what can you say? I'm excited to see it on July 3rd because I will watch, I promise.
You're gonna get up in the family room halfway through.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
She's gonna be like, I tried, girls, but you know, it was Paris and it was like 3 a.m.
That's true.
I love that. They did an HG. Are you talking about the one on HGTV where they do like the one day it's Halloween and then overnight they transform the parks into Christmas, or is that something
different? So it's probably the same one, but I didn't see it on HGTV. I saw it on Disney Plus, but I'm assuming.
I'm guessing.
Previous years they did it.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. They might have updated it a bit, but it's basically the exact same thing.
Which I never get tired of.
Yeah, it's insane that they can do that in such a short amount of time. That's one of my bucket list things. I was supposed to do that with my girlfriends this year. We were supposed to do Mickey's Not So Scary, and then
I don't remember those plans. Were we supposed to do that? I don't know.
Yeah, it was my other Disney friends.
I must have forgotten about this. Were we
supposed to do that?
My invitation was lost. I don't know.
Oops.
The highlight of our year has hands down been our big announcements. We started Mouska Mom's blog to accompany our podcast in print. And with our blog, some series were born that highlight each of our unique personalities. Lori's optimism with Always Sunny with Lori, Juliana's cynicism with What Would Juliana Do? And Jen's belief that the Bobs are always listening with Dear Bobs. Take a listen to the birth of these series and our biggest news of the year.
It's going to be real interesting because as of the beginning of January, they are selling park hoppers.
Yeah, so they are.
What's happening as of January 1st? Are park reservations opening up and you can make 2 in 1 day? Like,
who knows?
I think that's wishful thinking.
What is going on? So something's happening because, you know, I can't see them selling these hoppers as of January 1 and then going, just kidding, we're not doing them.
Oh, I can. I see it.
And then having to refund all of that money again,
only the people who remember to ask. But yeah, I see it happening that way. I mean, I may call me a cynic, but I do see it happening that way. I just don't. Here we are, November 3rd. I just don't see January 1st things being that much better.
I don't think that things are going to be better. But I do think, I mean, we saw that it was possible to park hop when we were at Universal Studios.
True. Yeah.
So
park reservations and open it up. Like, so in the computer, you can make 2 for 1 day.
Exactly. So I don't think they're going to get rid of the park reservation system because they haven't through 2021 either. You still need to make park reservations, but maybe the people who make the Bobs came up with some way to still keep track of park attendance and be able to open up more than one park per day per visitor who wishes to do so.
I hope you're right. I'm skeptical, but I hope you're right.
There's always one in the bunch.
There's always one.
And you're
and it's usually me.
the naysayer.
So raise your glasses. Today, we would like to officially launch our new travel company, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
Yay. Cheers.
We are so excited about this new venture and wanted our faithful listeners to be the first ones to hear the news.
Okay, we're
not the nuts. But
no, definitely not. We've only made a career out of it.
That's a wrap on 2020. We are so grateful that you've carved out time this year to make us a part of your routine. Season one was a success thanks to you all, and we're so excited for all of the cool things we already have planned for season two. If you've enjoyed spending your Wednesdays with us, please be sure to leave us a review in whatever podcast streaming platform you use. And now, in true Mouska Moms fashion, let's raise a glass and say cheers to us and cheers to you, our listeners.
Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouska Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel. These traveling moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-U.